Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I thought it was interesting that the Falcons signed Emory Jones, the former Florida quarterback, and they brought him in to kind of run the Jaden Daniels offense. They know what they're up against on Sunday night. We all understand that. But they do have their fate in their own hands here. So they got nobody else to blame but themselves if they don't go up to D.C. and get a win. It's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. But I don't get it twisted. As I talked about quite a bit yesterday with a number of you, that you there's some people out there, some Falcons fans that are all scared. And I'm like, dude, buy a dog if you're that scared. They're like, oh, Jaden Daniels is going to throw 9 touchdowns against us, and now we're going to get beat 52-3. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that this team, you know instinctively, don't you? You know when a team has that kind of it factor, right? Work with me for a second. The Braves. Bo, you know the Braves. You work at the stadium. During that period of time where they kind of had that it factor going, you know, when you had all the guys in the, it just worked. It was clicking. It worked. Everything worked. You know, it was, and then last year happened and it was just blah, which is to say, again, don't underestimate, I know this is a side point, I digress here, how great a job Brian Snicker did getting that team to the playoffs last year. It was a masterful job by Brian Snicker to get that team to the playoffs. Because not only were they banged up and injured and losing all the stars and everything else, but they didn't have the, whatever that little it factor thing is, the joy. They weren't playing with any joy. Is that fair to say last year that they did not play with a whole lot of joy, Bo, compared to years past?
Yeah, I think it's very fair to say, but I mean, we kind of know why. I mean, it's hard to go out there and have a keep your head up attitude when every other week we're losing a star to the IL, you know?
Right. No, I get it. But they didn't have that kind of joy. You're starting to see a little bit of that with the Hawks, aren't you? There's like some joy on the team that we haven't seen in a long time. And aren't you also, didn't you get that feeling last week that team, that Falcons team, played with a joy that not only we haven't seen this year, it seemed to me that they played with a level of joy last week that I haven't seen them play, certainly never this team. And I'd have to ask Grady or Jake Matthews, I mean, do you have to go back to the Super Bowl run, the last time that this team played with as much joy? In 2016, in the Super Bowl run, you go into that locker room and that word and all that kind of stuff, but you give Dan Quinn credit for that. I have to. That team was playing with joy. This team last week played a game against the Giants with joy. And I was like, huh, okay. That was really good to see. And that's no slam on Kirk Cousins. It's not. Kirk's a really good guy. He was really good. He was there for Michael Penix. He's all this stuff. But there was just another level that kicked in. And it was almost like for the first time this year, that team believed in itself. Now, does that translate to the game on Sunday night? I don't know. They could go out there and Jaden Daniels could run for 228 yards and 4 touchdowns. And we're all going, oh, my God, you know. I mean, so, but it was nice to see that there is the potential for that with the Atlanta Falcons. It's nice to see that there's a potential for that with the Atlanta Hawks. There were times with Atlanta United at the end of the year that that team played with a joy that we haven't seen that franchise play with in a long time, right? And look at Georgia Tech. You can tell when teams are winning. You know, it's one thing to win. It's another thing to win because everybody's kind of united in a purpose and a cause. And everybody's having fun in that united purpose and cause. Any job you've ever done in your life, okay? I worked at numerous places. I will say this. When I was first at CNN, in the early years of CNN, at CNN Sports, with, you know, the great people that I worked with, and I was so incredibly fortunate in my life to have worked with them, with, you know, with Nick Charles and Fred Hickman and Jim Huber and, you know, and Dan Patrick and, you know, all these guys that, you know, I worked around. We had it was joyful. It was so much fun. And then that was Turner, but that was Ted Turner. And then I ended up going back and working at CNN a second time, you know, right about the same time, about 2010 or so. And there was no joy in that. Oh, no. No, that place is dead. It was dead. It was like, okay, this is no fun. It was corporate BS, and it was no fun. So you've worked at jobs like that, right? Where it's joyful and fun, and everybody gets along, and, you know, they're all united in a purpose. And that's the way it's been, really, at 90.9 The Game, from the time we launched. You know, we had nothing. We had nothing. We liked it. You know, we had no teams. We had nothing. And we were out there just kind of piping into the wind here. There were three sports radio stations in town. The other two were established. And we were like, okay, we'll see how this kind of flies. And yet we didn't care. At the same time, we all went, well, we got a big stick and we got some really good people. And it was a lot of fun. And it worked. And look at us now. So, hey, listen, it's all great. So back to this here. Falcons, they control their own destiny.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.